I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I will say this. I was wrong about Devlin Hodges versus Mason Rudolph. I was absolutely wrong. Hodges is better. And he's better, and I'll tell you why he's better. I don't think he's got a great arm. I don't think it, but he just has that feel for how to play football. I don't think either of those two guys are legitimate starting quarterbacks for the most part in the NFL. But I do think that when you look at it, and I thought, Rudolph, he looked more like the traditional quarterback. He had the pedigree, the deep ball, all that stuff. But you know what? One of the things about him, he's too mechanical, too robotic, too much of a perfectionist. And he lets, the way he sees the game, he lets that really affect the way he plays. He plays stiff. He plays, I don't want to say scared, but he almost afraid to make a mistake. And it holds him back. I think the difference between the two is pretty simple to me. Watching yesterday's game. It's that Devlin Hodges basically goes out and he just puts everything out of his mind and doesn't worry about it. He just plays football, man. It's the worst cliche in sports in some ways, but, like he's a 13-year-old or 14-year-old in his backyard playing for the love of the game, That's the way he plays, man. He takes the field, and he plays with just sort of this love for the game that's easy to see. He plays without fear, and you know what? The guys around him respond. I thought pretty much everything in that game yesterday changed on one play. And I think that it was the play where down 10-0, backed up in Hodges, there, they snapped the ball and there was a offsides penalty. Hodges saw it. So at that point, you take a shot. And he did. He took a shot. So, and I think it was James Washington caught it on the sidelines, like a 30-yard pass. Of course, it was offside. At that point, everything seemed to really loosen up for the team. And I think that was really just kind of what a guy like that can do. I mean, when you have somebody who's not afraid to make a play back there, all of a sudden you notice, man, the receivers made some great plays yesterday. The defense seemed to step up a little bit and make plays. The running game seemed to get better. It was like there was this whole different demeanor with the team than they had the week before. Hodges isn't afraid to just throw the ball. Let it fly. That's the biggest difference I see between him and Mason Rudolph. So, I was 100% on board with him when they benched Mason Rudolph last week and they brought in Hodges, but I was still skeptical that, well, he really didn't do anything. Yesterday, watching him play a whole game, he just has a better feel for the pocket. He's a better feel for the game. He's got, I've heard some people compare him to quarterbacks, and I think, you know, we need to pump the brakes a little bit when I start to hear people comparing him to Brett Favre and Steve Young and some of these guys like that. I mean, let's slow way, way down. But I do think he does a lot of good stuff. He plays the game with a love of the game that you can't really duplicate or fake. And I think that play, him being aware that there was a offsides penalty and taking a shot, I don't know that Mason Rudolph would have taken that shot. And I think that this is an offense that needs to be opportunistic. And it's interesting. You got rid of Juju Smith-Schuster. You got rid of, not while you didn't get rid of him, but he hasn't played. You've got a shell of your receiving core. You don't have Antonio Brown, Ben Roethlisberger. You don't have Le'Veon Bell. And I don't know about you, but this is one of the most enjoyable Steelers teams I can remember in a long time. It's kind of fun watching a bunch of guys that just play for the love of the game go out there and compete every week and fight tooth and nail for every inch of the field. They're not always fun to watch. It's not always pretty what they do. But you got to like their fight. You got to like the way they play. You got to like the fact that some of these young guys who are all basically trying to get a shot, really, if you think about it, now they're all starting to make plays. Benny Snell is starting to run the downhill like he did at Kentucky. Jalen Samuels has made a couple of plays here and there. A couple of these receivers have made ridiculously good plays. I actually think, didn't Tevin Jones catch a pass yesterday? I think he did. You got a bunch of guys that are practice squad guys or guys that are barely on the roster. Those are the hungry players. And if this offense can give this team a chance by not turning it over, by scoring 20 to 27 points or something, 20 to 24 points, if they can, you know, get – something good out of Jordan Berry and something good out of Chris Boswell. They can win some games, but it's a fun team to root for because you got the feeling now you got the feeling that they've got this chip on their shoulder. You got the feeling that they really, really want to prove people wrong. You got the feeling that they really, really want to do the best they can do to go out and maximize their talent. That's fun, man. You got a team like that, it's easy to watch. It's easy to root for. It's really easy. In so many ways. And that's what you like about this team. But about Hodges and Rudolph, I was wrong. Hodges is indeed better. Better for the Steelers. Better for this team's personality. And at least at this point, better as a quarterback. Maybe long term, Rudolph is better or Rudolph will be better. But right now, what the Steelers are at and where they're at, I got to be honest with you. I mean, you know, I was wrong. Hodges should be the guy. It's 93.7 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.